15-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And what's cooking? Brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. All right, I had a long soliloquy on Tomlin and how he's been making all the right moves since about March and how he deserves a lot of credit for this 3-0 start. I guess the lines are packed. Limits. Tell people, by the way, I came in there, I looked at the calls and where people are from.
Yes.
And I love the fact that it's all over, really, Pittsburgh, all over Western Pennsylvania. Just read down the where the calls are coming from.
We have Allentown, Mount Lebanon, Imperial, Pittsburgh, and East Liberty.
Unbelievable. Go to whoever you want, Limits. I don't care. I'll take any of them.
Let's begin with Mike in Mount Lebanon. He's been on hold the longest.
What's up, Mike?
Hi, Joe. How are you doing today?
I've never been better, and I value your inquiry. How are you?
Awesome. Oh, I'm doing fantastic. I'm not calling in about Tomlin. I don't get to catch the show a lot when it's live because I work during the day, but I caught the end of your interview with the big boy, and him and a bunch of other Steeler beat writers, they have it out for Mr. Fields. I don't understand why. They want to see Mr. Wilson. My question to you is, what can Russell Wilson at 35 do that Justin Fields cannot do at this point in his career?
Well, throw 26 touchdowns against 8 interceptions. That was last year. And beat a bunch of playoff teams in a row, which he also did last year. I'm a Russell Wilson guy. Having said that, you posed a hypothetical question there. Having said that, Justin Fields has earned this job. The other answer to your question is I have no idea until we actually see him play in his age 36 season or however old he is. In the meantime, if they keep winning, not just that, but if they keep winning in the manner they did Sunday, then Fields has to play. He just has to play. They gave him the ball against the Chargers and said, go win a game. They threw more than they ran, even with all the running toward the end of the game. It seems like people don't want to acknowledge that. So I guess in the end, you and I agree that Fields should keep going here. And I think we agree that he's given an indication that this might be the way of it moving forward. It might be the way of it. A lot of football left to play. But I do understand people who say to themselves, I don't think this is going to last, and I want to see Russell Wilson at some point. And that's legit so far. Very, very early. But I've had my eyes opened with Justin Fields. I can tell you that. This is not how he was in Chicago. It was boom or bust, and now it's steady Eddie. Is that what Tomlin likes to say?
Yeah, fair enough.
Next.
Dan in Imperial.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Hey, I wanted to say, so last year I was on the train of, firing Tomlin. And I wanted to say that, coaching in Pittsburgh or playing in Pittsburgh has probably got to be one of the worst places to do that, just because we hold our teams to such a high standard. But Mike Tomlin absolutely does deserve the credit that Joe Starkey listed. But I also want to say that he deserves credit for another thing, which is his philosophy on the game, which is, smash mouth football and great defense. Because I'm taking a look at a lot of the teams around the NFL right now, and it seems like they're also following that model. At least a good portion of the teams are.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point in that the way the NFL appears to be going plays right into Tomlin's hands. And again, with this topic, my intention here is not to rewrite the last 7 years in which Tomlin has underachieved. That's inarguable. He's underachieved. They don't win big games anymore. They don't. And it's not a prediction on the future. It's me looking at what Mike Tomlin has done since the quarterback blow up this offseason, and I think a lot of good things. And it's resulted in a 3-0 start. Next.
Go to Gary in Allentown.
Hello, Gary. How are you?
Hey, Joel. How you doing?
Good.
very quickly, and then I'll move on to the point. When Ron was there with you, during the conversation you had with Ron, at the end of every conversation, many times you would go, "All right, Ron," and you would move on.
Yeah.
My wife's granddaughters were with me, and every time they were here, they would listen to me, you know, listen to the radio with you. And when they went home, they started saying this to their mother, "All right, Ron." And nobody could, I've been wanting to tell you this for months since the day he left, and I can never get through.
Yeah.
So just indulge me very quickly. Nobody could figure this out. And then finally, they're here again, and they said it. And I go, "Well, they listened to the fan with me." Now everybody knows. So now the whole family's doing, "All right, Ron," when they don't know what to say.
Yeah, or when they want to move on, right?
Exactly. Exactly right.
I love that.
The funny thing about this is,
yes,
every time that I leave the booth and Donnie comes in at the end of the day, I say, "All right, Ron." And and Donnie says, "All right, Ron, right back." The tradition moves on.
My wife and I do it to each other all the time. It's like, it's just
it works.
An impact you guys had.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's very versatile, I think.
Exactly.
And I think I invented it because there were times when Ron just stopped talking. Like, he, you know, "Come on, Ron, give me a little more than that." So that turned into "All right, Ron."
Exactly. So we miss him, but we still listen to you, obviously, every day.
Appreciate
it.
Very much.
My point is, and I agree with everything you're saying about Tomlin, but correct me if I'm wrong here, but when Canada was fired last year, there was rumors and, you know, innuendos that Mr. Rooney had stepped in and kind of forced it. And it got so bad, Tomlin, I think he came out and said it was his decision.
Yeah.
Is that accurate? So I'm not so sure. I wonder how much is, you know, Tomlin's new Tomlin, you know, being the new different guy now, was a factor of Mr. Rooney stepping in, just letting things go the way they were.
That's a good question, and that's part of hitting bottom. To me, regardless of who we think actually did this, it's Art Rooney's call when you make a decision that big. So as far as I'm concerned, he fired Matt Canada. And that was part of maybe what needed to happen as far as the worst, the bottom of the Mike Tomlin era, when all those issues were combining to create a horrendous atmosphere around Steeler football, honestly. Now, Mason Rudolph helped salvage some of that, save it and turn it around late last season. But it didn't mask the reality that this team wasn't going to win a Super Bowl. They weren't going to. He beat a bad Bengals team, a mediocre Seahawks team, and then the Ravens JV team. Nobody around the league, I don't think, stood up and said, "Oh, wow, the Steelers are back to being, they're back." No. And the players in the room knew they weren't going anywhere with any of those quarterbacks. That's why they openly lobbied for Russell Wilson. But as far as Tomlin goes, yeah, the Matt Canada disaster, that's the biggest mistake he ever made. So that, combined with the Pickett disaster, which is right up there, that's Mike Tomlin's pick. All that came together and the whole thing came crashing down. And like I said earlier, sometimes either that leads to a parting of the ways or there's nowhere to go but up. And I think Tomlin's really been on point with everything from the tenor of training camp to the hiring of Arthur Smith to the defense that he runs to the quarterbacks that he picked. Certainly Justin Fields, he's looking very right these days, and good for him and good for the Steelers. Next.
Here is Rusty in Pittsburgh.
I love the name Rusty. My dad and I went to go watch Rusty Staub play for the New York Mets, and we took photos with a camera from right field. He was one of my favorite players. Anyway, go ahead, Rusty.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Joe, for taking my call. First time caller to your show.
Thank you.
A long story short, sir, as a guy who's lived in Pittsburgh 17 years, but originally was born in Charlotte, North Carolina, but I've always been a Steeler fan, I think people around here and also around Steelers Nation sort of hold an extreme standard, not only for Tomlin, but the players and everybody else. All you have to do is go down to Charlotte, North Carolina, and look at the hot garbage the Panthers are down there, and you can really appreciate the Steelers' legacy even when they're bad.
Well, the Steelers' legacy is one thing. Tomlin's recent legacy is another. So, you know, if the best we can say is, well, at least you're not the Panthers, because they have the same amount of playoff wins as the Steelers the last 7 years, to me, that bar is a little bit too low. I expect more. I expect the Steelers to win a big game, you know, every couple of years, and I consider that to be a playoff game. This had really gone downhill, honestly, I think. And now I think Tomlin may be on the rebound. I appreciate the call. We should expect more. But it's not really that either. It's not like, oh, the Steelers have this unbelievable standard where they have to win the Super Bowl or it's a failure. No, they haven't won a playoff game. They haven't come close to winning a playoff game in 7 years. As I've said many times on this show, there are Hall of Fame careers that span a shorter time than that. That's an endless lifetime in the NFL. Next. Hopefully they're on the rebound.
Got two more for you, Joe. Here's Emmanuel in East Liberty.
Hi, Emmanuel.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Joe.
Sure, what's up?
I think Mike Tomlin has done a decent job, but I think the jury's still out. Based on recent history, you know, last year we were 4-2, and the losses was against the Niners, which was healthy and a great team, and the Houston Texans. We haven't faced anybody as good as those two teams. And the Jacksonville Jaguars after we were 6-3. So my jury is still out. I'm going to judge him by how he's doing right now. I think he's done a decent job. But we have a better quarterback than we did last year. So my jury is still out, and I'm going to judge him based on what we do in December and January.
Me too. Nothing to disagree with there. Except you said he does an okay job so far. I think he's done a great job getting this team to 3-0 and putting them in an early position where they're stacking wins, and I think they're now the favorite in the AFC North. But of course I agree with you that any fair and final verdict on this Steelers season is still a long ways from being rendered. That has to be it. I'm sorry to whoever the last caller was. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months. With approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 74 today with rain. I can't tell you what a wonderful man you are, City Limits, but you know how I feel, right?
Right back at you, man.
Who's buying the Rick Springfield tickets?
We have to get a date for Rick Springfield and make sure that we are both able
to attend. It's October 19th.
Is that a Saturday?
It doesn't matter. If you're dedicated and if you want to go, you'll go.
What if I'm calling a game?
Call in sick.
Don't think it works that way, but
all right,
we'll find out.
Well, this was an eventful show. I'll say that much. It seems like 8 years ago that we began with the Rowdy Tellez disaster. Had everybody weigh in on that. And we made many circles, many revolutions today, didn't we, Limits? We went on a little voyage like we do every day, just me and you.
It was our own little wheel of ball, except a wheel of ball encapsulating the world.
Guess what we have tomorrow?
Chris Oak.
Yes. In studio.
And Jeff Hathorn.
And Jeff Hathorn on
and
a number of
John
topics.
And John Parado.
Ooh. He had strong feelings on the Rowdy Tellez situation. We'll talk to Johnny tomorrow. Limits, I hope you have the night of your life.
I hope you have a better one. Thank you kindly.